Board of Supervisors to come back into session. I'm going to move down to the agenda item for those online and go to item 13, which is public hearing. There's some people here for public hearing. Give them a chance to speak. So item 13, public hearing. Did I do something?
No, you're good. You're good.
Okay, no problem.
Am I good?
Yeah.
Michelle?
He's just going to walk the process.
I just got to go through step by step, and then Wendy corrects me as I miss it. It's perfect. So we're going to do community development planning, a public hearing to consider resolution for the Michigan-California Timber Company boundary line adjustment. Ms. Wendy, I'm officially opening the hearing.
Okay. And yes, this is going to be adoption of a resolution, so there's no first reading and second reading. So once we're through the process, you can certainly close the hearing and adopt if that's what you wish to do.
Presentation of staff report.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Shelley Gray, assistant planner with community development. I'm presenting to you today a boundary line adjustment that proposes to reconfigure two existing legal parcels zoned timberland production, which would result in one 78-acre parcel and one 596-acre parcel. While the approval authority for this type of project is typically the Planning Commission, this particular property is zoned for timberland production, which requires Board of Supervisor approval for division of property into less than 160 acres. This project was originally heard and recommended for approval by the Planning Commission on November 17, 2021. The project site is located south of Scott River Road, approximately 10 miles west of the city of Fort Jones. Staff recommends that the project be found consistent with the general plan and county lot design standards. Staff recommends that the board determine the project categorically exempt from CEQA and approve the boundary line adjustment BLA 2122. And a four-fifth vote from the board is required for project approval.
Thank you, Ms. Gray. Mm-hmm. A presentation of correspondence.
There's been no correspondence at the clerk's level.
Presentation of reports or arguments or evidence by other county departments. Seeing none, and Ms. Anna, interrupt me if anybody's online. I won't call you each time, but just feel free to interrupt me. Any proponents or opponents? Public comment?
Showing none online.
No rebuttals would be necessary because no comments were made pro or against. With that, I will close the hearing and discussion or entertain a motion from the board.
Second.
Motion. Roll call vote.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren. And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you.
Now I'll open the hearing for community development for the Dunsmuir Municipal Mott Airport. Yes. So the hearing's been officially open. Reading order, presentation, and direction.
This is just a continued public hearing. I believe we continued it twice.
Correct.
And it's still at the first reading level.
Correct.
All right. Presentation of staff report.
Thank you. As Wendy mentioned, this is still the first reading of this subject. This is a zone change adjacent to the Mott Airport owned by the city of Dunsmuir. It's within the sphere of influence for the Airport Land Use Commission's land use overlay, and part of that required that an abrogation easement be recorded prior to being heard by the board. That was reviewed by the city of Dunsmuir on the 17th of February, and it was recorded on the 22nd of February. So that has been completed, and we are clear to move forward with the first reading at this time. So as I mentioned, this is a zone change, and the zone change is proposing to facilitate the use of the property for a roofing contractor's yard. The project site is located next to Mott Airport in Dunsmuir, in between that and Interstate 5, and it was reviewed by the Planning Commission during their January meeting, and they recommended approval of this project. This project is currently zoned for rural residential use, which does not allow for contractor's yards. in order for the proposed use of the property to be permitted, the applicant would have to rezone the property. Originally, they applied to rezone to light industrial, which does allow contractors' yards as part of the permitted uses. However, because of the location next to the airport, within Zone B of the airport land use compatibility plan, there are land uses that are allowed by right within that light industrial districts that are not compatible. So the only avenue to move forward for this proposed use would be to rezone to a planned development, which eliminates the uses that were not compatible with that Zone B. The applicant originally, like I said, wanted to do the light industrial, but they agreed to move forward with the planned development. The planned development was designed to allow not only for the industrial uses that would be compatible with the site, but also some commercial uses that are also compatible with the airport land use compatibility plan. Planning staff is proposing that this project be found consistent with the general plan and recommends that because there is no substantial evidence that the proposed zone change and use permit for the contractor's yard may have a significant effect on the environment, that staff is recommending that the project be found exempt from CEQA pursuant to section 1501B3, which is the common sense exemption, and also 1503C, which is allows for the new construction or conversion of small structures. As part of this project, they are proposing to have a contractor's shop, which is less than 2,500 square feet for this project. As part of the Planning Commission approval of this project, as I mentioned, a condition of approval was required that the abrogation be reported, which it was. Also, you previously heard this project as the Airport Land Use Commission, which was also a secondary condition of approval. So both of those pre-existing conditions of approval prior to being reviewed by the board have been met at this time. Staff is recommending approval of this project, and there's a suggested motion in the agenda worksheet. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence from any other...
No correspondence at the clerk's level.
Reports or arguments from any county departments or public agencies? None. Proponents or opponents? Public comment?
Showing no comment.
There will be no rebuttals. We'll not close the hearing because this is the first reading.
Correct.
And discussion or motion by board members. Yes, Supervisor Howe.
Just a question, because we wrestled this before. What land use restrictions? What land use restrictions are there around the airport associated with height?
So, yeah. So specifically for this project site in Zone B, it does not allow bulk storage of hazardous materials, which is one of the things that has the potential to be allowed within that light industrial district. So that was particularly the one item that was not permitted within that light industrial district as far as compatibility with Zone B.
But you mentioned construction of a shop.
I'm sorry?
You mentioned construction of a shop. Was there a height restriction on that?
Correct. The construction of a shop does not include any bulk storage. And I believe that I looked up what they considered bulk storage, and it would be 2,000 gallons of hazardous material.
I'm asking about height.
Oh, height, sorry. The height limit for this district is 30 feet, and that is well under what the maximum height could be. But because of the location and because of the light industrial and commercial districts that we're emulating, we are not going above 30 feet.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any discussion or motions from the board?
Move to approve.
Move to approve.
And that's the recommended motion, correct?
Yep.
Thank you.
I'll second.
And I believe the second reading, we can bring it back on the 15th.
We cannot.
We can.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Awesome.
Okay. And let's see. So Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go back to item number 9 for those that are watching on the agenda. So we're going to recess as the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors and convene as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. Any public comments, Ms. Anna, for Flood Control District?
Showing none online.
All right, minute approval, which is the board?
I found a typo, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Where it says Scott River Trailings Restoration, it's tailings, not trailings.
Oh, yes, I did make that correction before. I thought I did, anyway. I will correct it. Yep, no, I'll fix it. And since it's a typo, we really don't need a motion to make the correction.
Okay.
Any wishes?
Motion.
Second.
Thank you. Let's see, Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Kopseth.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Yes.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Chris.
Aye. We'll adjourn the Flood Control Water Conservation District. Convene as County Service Area 5. Any public comment?
Showing none online.
Minute approval, which is of my colleagues?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion in a second.
Okay, let's see. Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Yes.
Director Kopseth.
Aye.
I missed you. Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Chris.
Aye.
Thank you.
Well, adjourn as County Service Area Number 5 and reconvene as the Board of Supervisors, Item 11A, Appointments, County Clerk for the Law Library Advisory Board.
Okay, yes, the Law Library Advisory Board, we had still had one position to fill. This was continued from earlier in January. And I did hear back from Matthew Kane that he is interested in serving another year.
Wishes of my colleagues? I'll make the motion to
appoint Mr. Kane.
Mr. Kane's, he's volunteering, so.
Yep, thank you.
Absolutely welcome that.
Second.
Motion in a second.
Okay.
Roll call vote.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseth.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
I'll be an aye.
Thank you.
Item 11B, Local Child Care Planning Council.
Yes, the Local Child Care Planning Council, they have three positions this time around. These are terms, two-year terms, so these will be ending February 28th of 2024 for a consumer, a community representative, and one discretionary appointee. At the time the agenda worksheet was prepared, the clerk's office had received a letter of interest and appointment from Carla Shiraga. And then in addition, the LPC recommends reappointment of incumbents Rania Merrill, Anna Fisher, and Ms. Shiraga to the positions they hold. In the interim, I did receive a request letter of interest, which I have passed along to Kathy, who is their administrator for the Local Child Care Planning Council, and I'm waiting to hear back from her eligibility and whatever their requirements are for this person. It's actually Holly, to be appointed.
Okay.
So at this point, it's just the three that I have on the agenda worksheet.
And just to be clear for the preschool teacher, Ms. Holly, we can't vote on yours today just because it has to go through the process to confirm the qualifications and everything. But
right, I applied and she said everything was good.
Just so you know, if we don't vote on it again, just so you know why today.
Nothing personal.
Yeah, just going through the process. Don't worry about that. With that, wishes of the board for the appointment of the other members?
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Howell?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseth.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye. 11C, Far Northern Coordinating Council.
Yes, the Far Northern Coordinating Council, we only have one representative here for Siskiyou County, a gentleman by the name of Adam Beals. He has been serving for some time, but at this point he's not eligible for a reappointment. So we do still have the position open. I'd like to continue it. I have yet to hear back from the Coordinating Council itself to see if there's anybody else eligible and that meets the criteria. And this would be for either a two-year or three-year term, depending on whether they've served before. But if we could just continue this, and I'll see if I can hear back from them.
Sure, we'll continue that.
All righty.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging Advisory Board.
The Advisory Board. This was a request from PSA 2 to repost the vacancy. This was due to Kenneth Ryan's resignation. The County Clerk's Office, we did our normal process of posting the vacancy, and I have yet to hear or receive any letters of interest in serving or hear back from PSA 2. If they have somebody interested, I'd also like to continue this one to a later date.
All right.
Just real quick, public service area 2 on aging, we're struggling to find people for not just Siskiyou County, but all the counties that are involved, JPA, so.
Yeah, I know that we had this posted some time back and didn't fill it, and then they asked to
Mr. Ryan was a real good participant, too, and it's unfortunate he's not continuing.
The Behavioral Health Services Board.
And the last one is Behavioral Health Services Board. We actually have several spots available. Three members and one alternate member. Those are to scheduled vacancies. And then we have five members available under unscheduled vacancies. And these are all for terms ending December 31st, either 2022, 23, or 24. I have done the posting as we normally do for the clerk's office and trying to get some outreach out there. I think through the Health and Human Services Behavioral Health Office, they're trying to recruit as well. But at the time the agenda worksheet was created, the clerk's office did get informed of interest from incumbent Victoria June Kennedy and also Lisa Rogers. So if we could make those two appointments and continue the rest, we'll keep working on this one.
Please. I am now the longest standing board member.
At this point, I believe so.
Yeah. Do you have a quorum?
So I'll take that as a motion, Ms. Ogre, Supervisor Ruth.
Second, if that was a motion.
That is a motion.
Motion
and
second.
That's to appoint the two, correct?
Yes, please.
Thank you, and continue the rest. All righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye. Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye. Minute approval, January 18th.
I receive no corrections for those.
Second.
Roll call.
Okay, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. With that, we will, unless there's any pertinent board and staff reports that need to be given at this time.
I was just going to mention quickly, I believe it was last meeting we discussed the budget calendar, and we just needed made a note of a change of the date for the publication of the newspaper. Notice of the public hearing will be now May 25th. Instead, it was originally set for June 1st. And that would be it for me.
Supervisor Kopseff,
just quickly, I was attended the Family Farm Alliance conference in Reno this last week. Very informative, and it was great to be back out. It wasn't by Zoom, it was in person, so Nevada had lifted its requirements, so it was, and they had a good turnout. They had 200 to 300 people.
And that's called the Family Farm Alliance?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Hopp?
Just two things coming up. One, I'll be participating in a congressional panel review on forest policy and fires with Representative Mike Rogers next week, and then until the next month for the rest of the board, I'll be attending the AFRC conference in Washington. Randy Moore will be there, Chief of the Forest Service, and a lot of other elected officials regarding West Coast timber operations and fire forest policy.
And AFRC stands for?
American Forest Resource Council.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you much.
Us in Skamania County, Washington.
Any other board reports or staff reports?
Sure, just real quick, and I won't go into detail. I was back at the National Association meeting. I did meet with Randy Moore. I had a very good conversation. I'll do some follow up with that with you guys. But here, just real quick, I was just down in Sacramento for a bill that Senator Padilla was rolling out. Homeless and housing, which is an aside, but within that, I got to meet the state housing director, convey to him the fact that we need flexibility at the rural counties because there is plenty of money out there. But we are, when we discuss anything that the state does that impacts rural counties, I always explain that we don't have the resources and or the capacity, and he acknowledged that and was willing to think about flexibility because we do have a homeless population that we are underserving, quite honestly. And so I think, you know, for us, we need to figure out a way to access the funds that are available to do whatever we can do with that. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you, Chairman.
So, any other board reports? All right. With that, we're going to go into closed session.